Well, the fight is over for Allen West and the Marlins. Latest fire sale has now been made official. With those stories and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
And thanks, Wanda. We'll begin with the politics. The first-term Republican and Tea Party favorite has conceded his South Florida congressional race, and Allen West gives up after a failed attempt to challenge the results. After several appearances in court and two partial recounts, he released a statement this morning saying he would, quote, take no further action to contest the outcome, and then congratulated the winner in Florida's District 18, which covers parts of Palm Beach and then all of Martin and St. Lucie counties, Democrat Patrick Murphy. West leaves Washington as one of the best-known figures of the Tea Party movement, who made a mark with some fiery speeches, fundraising prowess, and a knack for controversial comments, including comparing Democrats to Nazis. The election is expected to be officially certified later today. The 29-year-old Murphy, a political newcomer, has already attended freshman orientation in Washington. And despite the outcry from fans and local officials and the request to veto the trade, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig's office has given its final approval to the Marlins' latest purge. The trade sends all-star shortstop Jose Reyes to the Blue Jays, along with pitchers Mark Burley and Josh Johnson, catcher John Buck, and outfielder Emilio Bonifacio for seven players, none of whom has a big money contract. Marlins general manager Larry Beinfest yesterday says the trade was not about payroll cuts.
We won a World Series with a lower third payroll. We've won a bunch of games, you know, ranking in the lower third in payrolls. And frankly, we just don't talk about payroll. We needed players. We needed good players that we can build a championship quality team around. And that's what this thing is about.
Still, though, the Marlins will have an opening day payroll estimated at $36 million, which would be their lowest since 2008. Miami also finalized a one-year $1.6 million deal with a former Marlin outfielder Juan Pierre will return. The U.S. Southern Command is a new boss. Transfer was marked at a changing of command ceremony yesterday. Southcom is Pentagon headquarters in Doral, which oversees military operations in the Caribbean and Latin America. And as Ariana Prothero tells us, the outgoing commander used to live in Latin America and has dealt with one of the biggest crises of the last decade in the Caribbean.
The ceremony drew hundreds of people, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, and Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. Panetta says outgoing commander Douglas Frazier was soon tested after taking over command of Southcom when the 2010 earthquake leveled parts of Haiti.
They responded immediately with Operation Unified Response, the largest humanitarian assistance and disaster relief mission this command has ever undertaken.
But it was General Frazier's day, and he took a moment on the podium to remember his tenure at Southcom. Frazier used to live in Bogota, and he says he feels his career has come full circle.
41 years ago, I graduated from high school in Columbia and entered the Air Force Academy 3 weeks later. Unbelievably, roughly 4 weeks ago, I made my last official visit to Columbia and now finish my military career.
General John Kelly takes charge of Southern Command. Prior to coming to South Florida, Kelly was a senior military advisor to the Secretary of Defense. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.